Visiting the Dutchman. Floating on sunny streets, girls' laughter was like the flutter of butterflies. Under stones, in the cool and gloom, a deathless mooch of bourgeoisie at prayer trudged, or wedged as if caterpillars, their faces set, not unlike stone, in an inert resolve. Security guards, as drab as captive light and air, pounced quietly at the odd squeak from a mobile phone. Everything lit brown, though through it shone occasional jewels. Your jewels, your bounty, making sumptuous our perforce sobriety. You couldn't conceive of banality, could you, Vincent? You could not be commonplace if your life had depended on it. It was not only beauty that had to be convulsive. Each brushstroke must wrestle for its fair share of the light. Even the stubble of stripped wheat dived and rolled in a happy congregation, more alive than life. No wonder you went mad. We weren't good enough. Why would the clouds not boil as your clouds boiled in their surfeit of joy? In a labouring peasant, you said, lay the future of art, and we, who have no peasants, exit into an April day, determined to be reverent, having learnt our lessons, only the wrong lessons. We ought to be dancing on these London flagstones. We ought to make the revolving door whir like a spinning top, spitting colours and splendid fabrics. No blue, you said, without gold. And we were all in grey.